Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Participation in student life can make you gain valuable real-life skills and also build and maintain a social life. That's why joining a club or volunteering is so important and can enrich and broaden your horizons for the future. Therefore, today, together with Laura, we will talk about how to actively participate in a student life. Hi, Laura.
Hi. So, as you said, I'm Laura. I'm 20 years old and I study cultural sciences in my third semester at Leuphana as a very regular student. And apart from that, I try to engage in things apart from just studying at Leuphana.
Yeah, I think it's a very important case for your studies, right? Because like cultural studies is something very, very broad. And I believe that actually engaging in activities beside your studies is a key to success in the future and to create, your career.
Yes, of course. It's also pretty important just to network socially because there's so much happening in Lüneburg that you just want to be there with all the people and get to know everyone and
Yes, I believe that maybe even in the case of your studies, it's even more important to actually connect with others and and create some acquaintances. So does it mean that you are a member of any student initiatives yourself?
Well, not exactly, but you can say so. So yes, I'm a part of Vakuum, which is one of the ASTA societies here in Lüneburg that is responsible for most of the cultural events happening at campus and around it, I would say. So if there's a party or a concert or exhibition or something in that way, then it's most likely something organized by Vakuum. And that's about that, I think.
Also, some time ago, I saw a poster advertising your own exhibition. Would you like to say something about that?
What do I have to say about that?
I think it's really interesting, you know, that you were able to like organize it within your studies here, like as a student, right?
Mm-hmm. So
how did it work? Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like own initiative, and I just hooked up some people I knew and asked about a room or some help, and I think that just shows. And it wasn't a very big event, really. But it was a small, cute exhibition, and I think this really shows what kind of opportunities you have at Leuphana, because everyone is so interested in the cultural scene and to make it popping here in Lüneburg. So
So we're saying this Vakuum. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So this Vakuum is part of ASTA societies. Mm-hmm. How does it actually work?
Yeah. So the ASTA is like the main student building also here, and it's just a place for us to come together and to get help with certain things. But there's also the ASTA societies, which means that there are different groups of students that engage with different things. And Vakuum is the cultural society, but there's also Ökologisch, for example, which is the sustainability society, or you also have Quark, which is a group that deals with gender matters or equal rights and queer awareness and things like that. So you really have the opportunity within the ASTA to get to know people and speak about different topics or just, get practical as we do at Vacuum. And maybe you're asking yourself, how can I, as an English-speaking student, integrate in a dynamic like that? And I would just advise you to do it because, for example, at our team at Vacuum, we also have an international student. And she does, in fact, speak German pretty well. But I think it's a very big part. It plays a very big part in her, in their journey with learning German, because you just engage with German-speaking people. And if the person doesn't understand a certain thing, we, of course, explain it to them. And yeah, it's no problem to join us, the Society for English-speaking people.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's also a great way to actually learn the language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you perhaps know if other German universities also have their own ASTAs?
Yes. Yes, they have. It's a thing that exists, as far as I know, at every university, because it's not just important for the ASTA societies, for the groups I just told you about. It's also important for students' politics, because the ASTA is something that engages for us students and for our rights. And for example, the ASTA also organizes the semester ticket for us, which is a very big deal.
Yes, that's definitely true. Okay, so it's good to know that ASTA is not just something that Leuphana has, but it's like a very big part of any student life in Germany.
Okay.
So, do you perhaps know what other extracurricular activities are there?
Yes, of course. There are many other things you can do at Leuphana University besides just studying. Otherwise, it also would be very boring here. So, we have more than 20 student organizations and also 70 student initiatives, which I can't really tell you because it's such a huge amount of them. So they offer a wide range of extracurricular activities for sure. And there's also the gym at the University Sports Center that offers a program of many different kinds of sports and exercise activities. And that's also a very nice way to get to know people. And as far as I know and see, for example, in the summer, there are many, many students at Leuphana participating in the sports activities. So, big recommendation.
Yes, definitely.
And apart from everything sporty happening at Leuphana campus, we also have, as I mentioned, a very vivid cultural scene here. And there's one very special thing about Leuphana University. We have our own festival, which is called the Lunatic Festival. Already exists for many, many years. And every year it's organized by students. They do it as part of their study programs. And to participate in the organization of the Lunatic Festival is a very big chance for everyone doing it. And apart from that, many people just do it for the friendships and, yeah, for getting to know people. And in the end, we have a big, nice festival in the summer semester. It's very exciting. There's also English-speaking people participating there. It's also no problem. It's the same thing as with the ASTA societies. And, yeah, if you're not interested in organizing it, you're still welcome to join us at the festival and have the best weekend of your life, because everyone is there every year and it's just one of the biggest happenings in Lüneburg.
Yeah, that's something definitely that people talk about here in Lüneburg. Okay, and my next question is related to, again, your choice of studies.
Yes.
So as a student of cultural studies, could you tell us more about the culture scene of German cities? Especially here in Lüneburg, because that's probably something you can relate to the most,
mm-hmm.
That a young adult could engage in.
Yes, of course. So here in Lüneburg, we have theaters, we have cinemas, we also have a few museums. And apart from that, there are many, many, many small bands, which are usually consisting of students. And we also have a big big amount of people who are DJing, so that we have also a very, very vivid nightlife here in Lüneburg. And apart from that, Lüneburg is so nearby Hamburg, so we have a lot of movement between the two cities in the weekend, because everyone is going to fancy parties. So, yeah, when you decide to study at Lüneburg, you always have the possibility to be in Hamburg very quickly by train, and you're just able to not only enjoy the cultural scene and nightlife of Lüneburg, but also the same thing in Hamburg, which of course makes it even more exciting, because Hamburg has so much to offer.
So why do you think Hamburg is such a popular destination for students to go to?
Yeah, so as I said, it's very nearby Lüneburg and you can reach it very easily by train. And it's a very big and important city in Germany, and it's just nice to be so close to Hamburg and to be able to enjoy its very versatile and interesting cultural scene and also nightlife. And this, it means, to me, it means more than just the Reeperbahn and going there for a night and just go clubbing and enjoying some bars. It's also, for example, the art scene that is booming in Hamburg. It's full of young people doing art and meeting and organizing their own exhibitions or own free spaces to create art with one another. And I think this is very exciting. And apart from that, you also have the theaters in Hamburg, for example, which are also very famous and known and just a very nice form of activity for your weekend. And many students, as far as I know, go to Hamburg to enjoy, as I said, exhibitions, theaters, concerts, yeah, and also the parties.
Why do you think DJing here in Germany is so popular, actually? Because from my own experience, because I'm from Poland, it's not that common.
Very, very good, and I think also a very funny question. So, of course, there is this association with the DJing Berlin scene, the DJing scene in Berlin. And I think that's just a phenomenon that spread all around Germany, and I don't know, I just have the feeling that young German people really love to engage to the music and just live this kind of music that they're listening to. And again, it's just the best way to get to know people and just dance together and enjoy the music.
Yeah, the music. One more thing that I wanted to ask you about. A lot of people say that the most common genre of music here in Germany is techno. Do you think it's connected to the concept that DJing spread all over the country? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, so I think there was I think it's funny that we're suddenly like a music podcast. But yeah, interesting question. So I have the feeling that techno is something that spread from like underground scenes and is now like a very mainstream thing. But I also have the feeling that it's particularly Lüneburg where it is a very mainstream thing because of the high amount of people DJing in Lüneburg. And I think it's a very nice phenomenon to observe because everyone just likes a similar kind of music and is able to connect through the music. And also it's like, it's a very social process, you know? So you have, maybe you know people who are DJing and can show it to you and then they do and suddenly you're also a DJ. That's, yeah, I think that's the way it happens. And yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I personally find it really interesting because I think techno music and DJing overall is not so popular in other countries, mm-hmm. Even amongst students. Like there are a few students actually that study here from Poland, and mm-hmm. the first expression and the first things that they told me about was that they're so surprised that on almost every party they attend, there's techno music playing. And there was even one student that told me, if I would know about that, I would not come here.
Well, so, it's yeah. funny because some international students told me that it has been the best party of their life when there was someone DJing and playing techno music.
I think that's interesting culture difference. Exactly. Thank you so much, Laura, for telling us all about it. I think you gave us a really good insight into how to actively participate in a student life and how to simply have fun during your studies. Because coming to Germany to study doesn't need to necessarily mean only sitting in the books.
In books.
Yes. In the books.
In the books, yeah.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.